All right. Well, let me just introduce Maria Emma to you today. And she is a learning success specialist. And she's written several books. One of them is called Discover Your Child's Learning Style. And another one, Midlife Crisis Begins in Kindergarten. And she does lots of workshops and training programs and personal coaching. And I just wanted to have her on today to introduce us a little bit to more to the learning style assessments and how we can use that for homeschooling. Her website is also called learningsuccesscoach.com, and you can go there for more information, and I'll have some of that on my website too, probably at the bottom. So let's get started, and let me, for people that maybe haven't heard about learning style or don't quite understand it, can you just maybe tell me, like, what's a learning style assessment and what it can do for me as a homeschool mom?
Oh, sure. Well, everybody has different learning styles. I mean, we know that kids are different from the minute they're born. Mm-hmm. We understand that. They're not going to each walk and talk at exactly the same time. And some of them are already babbling early, and some are very quiet. I had one of my little grandkids. She was like 2 years old, and she would sit for hours looking at coloring books and scribbling in them.
Wow.
You know, so not all two-year-olds do that.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And learning styles is about finding out how your child learns best. Now, there are lots of different learning style assessments out there. And what we found when we were creating ours, really it's been over 20 years now, we found that there were different assessments that did different parts of learning style. So, for example, you would find one that checked modality. Modality is what we usually think of when you hear learning styles. It is, are you visual, are you auditory, are you tactile?
Right.
And then we found that there were some that did more like your personality style, and some did more about environment or talents, and we thought, this is silly. This, like, you know, all this information, and to really get it all, you have to take all of these things, and some of them, regular people like us, moms, even teachers, were not allowed to even buy them because they were under the heading of psychology, and you could only buy them if you were a psychologist. So we said, this is silly, let's make our own. So Victoria and I partnered up, and we created our own profile, the goal being that it would be very user-friendly, easy to understand, and it would check various aspects of learning style. So we've got disposition, which is your, like, your learning personality. We do look at modality, the visual, tactile, the auditory. We look at your interests, your talents, and your best learning environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I remember when I had gotten the book, and I did them with my children, and I think it really helped all of them to understand each other, even, you know, just to realize, oh, that sibling is, you know, is like that. I didn't really think about that, and it helped me too to understand them a lot better. So I think it is neat to, instead of just thinking kinesthetic and auditory and all that, it really brings about the whole person and helps you understand the whole person. You know, whether they be quiet or loud, or, you know, music or no music, or all that kind of stuff really plays into everything. Okay.
And it isn't just for school. It isn't just for learning, like
you're
kind of saying. It's for everything. It's for better understanding in your relationships. It's for communication. It's for honoring, you know, each person in the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a good point. Okay. Is there a certain age or grade that it's best to do a learning assessment? Like, you know, a two-year-old, you can kind of understand, you know, just by observing them what kind of things they like or not. But should you really maybe wait till they're eight before you do an actual assessment? Or is it just good to have this knowledge and you can do it before that?
Well, for the formal profile, if you're going to have the child himself or herself take it, we recommend 8 years and above.
Okay.
Although we have had some parents who just wanted their 6-year-old or 7-year-old, some kids, you know, are good at reading and they're just a little bit ahead in word language. So we have had a few take it and we're fine. But basically, it's 8 years or older. We do also have a preschool or observation profile. mm-hmm. that's in our book, Discover Your Child's Learning Style, and that is for parents to just do on their own. So, in other words, if your child is younger, and yes, observation, you can see a lot. If you want to kind of have a guide, you just check off. So the profile is a little check-off sheet based on your observations, and it starts to give you clues or ideas mm-hmm. about your younger child. We actually okay. also have that online. It's under products. It's called the Observation Profile eBook.
Okay. E-book. Okay. I'll mention that. All right. And what do you recommend that a family purchase? Like, should they just actually go through and do the learning assessment with each child, or is just doing the book and reading through that enough, or should they get coaching, or what's kind of your general recommendations?
Okay, now this is a really personal preference, and that's why okay. we have all of these options for people. Some people want to do everything.
Okay.
So we have the book, Discover Your Child's Learning Style. In that book, there are profiles. Mm-hmm. The full profiles in the book, the regular one and the preschool observation one.
Mm-hmm.
You can make copies for your family, all the members of your family, and everybody can take it, and then you read how to score it and so on.
Right.
We also have the online profile for the 8 years and older, and then, as I said, that e-book for the younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the one for the 8 years and older, and if you want to go direct to that page, you can go to learningsuccessprofile.com, any of the listeners. Mm-hmm. Takes you direct to that page so you can read about it. That one is you take it online, it scores it for you, and then you can print it's immediate. The minute you're finished, the results come up. You can print that, and then there are all of these learn more sections that give you recommendations based on the results of that person. So you could print those out and have a little booklet for each person in the family.
Okay.
So people that don't want to read a book can, of course, go there and do that and get all the information they need. But we also have people who want the book because there's stuff in the book. You know, it's just a book. There's a lot of stuff in the book. And then they choose to still do the profile online because they don't want to have to score it.
Right.
And then we have people who, after they do all of that, they want to just keep learning more and more and more, so they'll come to a training or a teleclass or get a consultation with us or join our we have a homeschooling coaching program as well, and they just, you know, want that extra piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you kind of cover every type of person, their needs and wants.
Yeah.
How much they want.
And you don't have to read the book to come to us for consultation, so it's not like
right.
we're going to say, did you read the book yet?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are that style, you know, you need a face-to-face or you need a phone conversation because you're verbal or auditory and you're not going to read a book, but you want us to help you with that, then that's
mm-hmm.
what we're here for, that option.
Good. Okay. All right. And then switching more like to homeschool curriculum.
Yeah.
Is every curriculum adaptable to every learning style, or should you look at your learning style of your child and then choose curriculum that would follow that better, or can you adapt all of them to them? Does that make sense?
All right. If you are, if you're comfortable, you could just about adapt anything.
Okay.
When the problem comes in is, let's say you have a history textbook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not used to adapting, and especially if your style is more like, oh, we have to do everything that it says in here,
mm-hmm.
then unless you really learned how to do this, you might have trouble as a parent going, oh, well, it says here to write an essay, but you know what, you can do a scrapbook instead.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, again, the answer is, I mean, I don't want to sound like wishy-washy, but it really does depend on the parent's style, too.
Right, right.
And how comfortable they are outside the box. So if you're thinking, I can't look at this textbook and, you know, redo it,
mm-hmm.
then it might be better for you to find, excuse me, a program that already meets your child's learning style better. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing your literature book and it says to read such and such a thing and you go, oh, great, I know your visual picture, let's watch the movie on that. And then maybe you can record, I'll give you some questions and you can record your questions, you know, you can tape record your answering your questions. Mm-hmm. So once you learn all of this stuff, it's very easy to adapt just about anything. So I don't like to tell people to spend more money if they already have a lot of stuff.
Right.
So when I'm working with a parent, I help, you know, help you adapt what you already have.
Okay.
And then, as I said, there are also these other programs out there that might be more suited and help you step by step do what you're trying to do.
Right. I know sometimes parents have curriculum that is just, they just clash with their child, you know, they can't get them to get their work done and all this.
Right.
And they realize, oh, well, maybe it's a learning style problem here, and they're looking for something, a different curriculum that they know will work better. So I just wondered, you know, what your opinion was on that.
Right.
So
now, of course, if it's workbooks,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, I mean, you could also adapt a workbook, but it means they wouldn't be working in the workbook.
Right.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
And if you have workbooks, you could take the topic that's on that page and do something else with it.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, most dispositions and modalities are not suited for workbooks.
Yeah.
It's only that, you know, those 3 to 5 in any traditional classroom that get all the A's, those are the workbook people. That's why they get all the A's.
Yeah.
So the majority are not workbook compatible.
Okay.
The majority of people.
Okay. Yep, that's interesting. That is true when you really think about it. But
yeah.
It's good to hear it from someone that's actually done the research. Okay. Because I have lots of people, you know, parents that say, I just want to give me a package and just let me do it with the kid. And it's like, well, that will work for some, but for others,
right.
You'll be really frustrated. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have, you kind of mentioned workshops and teleclasses, so do you have classes and workshops for homeschool moms either on site or, you know, by the computer or telephone or whatever that help to train them in how to adapt things, or what are your
classes? We do.
Okay.
We do. There's one going on right now in our office down the hall. And if you go to our website, you'll see all of the different things that we have at. We have some training that's called, we have levels, so right now there's a level 1 learning success coach training for moms, and it's here in Ventura at our site. We've gone everywhere to do these, so let's say where you live, Heidi, you have a group of 15 to 20 people that want that kind of training, then we would have one of our coaches come and do that, so we can
mm-hmm.
set that up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have teleclasses. In fact, I was just about to set one up, trying to come up with some good dates here, but it's going to be a little series of teleclasses, and we're going to talk about specific things to do with the profile results, how to customize for what we call skills versus subjects, because to us, for example, reading is a skill. It's not a subject. History
mm-hmm.
is a subject. We're going to talk about the 4 periods of learning, how learning actually takes place, and then how to grade based on a system we call the depth of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
If you do need to give grades or want to give grades, this is a terrific way to do it because the child chooses what they want and how they're going to do it. And it's just a really great thing. So anyway, this is one of the next teleclass series that's coming up. So I will let you know.
Okay, yeah. So then are those like once a week for 4 weeks, that kind of thing?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
It's like it's the whole set, yeah.
Okay. And then you just would pay through PayPal or something like that?
We would have it up on our website.
Okay.
You know, a link to it, and people could go and sign up.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, just closing up here, a couple more questions. Do you have any, just off the top of your head, any success stories of children that were just having a horrible time with school or maybe even homeschooling, and the whole concept of learning style came into their lives or their parents' lives and just really transformed them to where they really enjoyed school?
Oh, my gosh. It's like I have hundreds of them.
Okay.
I don't know where to start. I'm serious.
Great.
It's like almost every day somebody says, you have saved my child's life. You saved our family's life.
Hmm.
Even people who don't actually come to us or in our program. I was just talking to somebody the other day. I called her up, actually, because she does a networking business, and I called her to see how to promote us. And
mm-hmm.
when I was talking, she said, I know who you people are. My son took your profile through another school, and it changed his life.
Wow.
It's just amazing. But even here where we coach homeschooling families, there are so many stories. I have my own students that I coach, and then we have other trained coaches that coach. I have had so many kids come in, even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I've had kids enroll with us in their 10th grade, 11th grade, and they come in, and literally their heads are just hanging down. They don't look
mm-hmm.
at you. They're just, you know, their arms across. They're just angry.
Mm-hmm.
And we start working together. I tell them about their styles, and we completely change the program. And I've had kids, even in just a year, completely turn around. I have one student in particular that I'm thinking of who didn't want to do anything. He started with us in ninth grade, and by the time he was in 10th, he was researching colleges that he wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
He was just doing this all on his own.
Yeah.
And he did everything, and he got in, you know, to the college that he wanted, and it was just amazing. And it's not even that our goal is college. I want to say
mm-hmm.
that right now. Our goal is whatever is right for this student. If you
mm-hmm.
want to be a chef or, you know, a gardener
mm-hmm.
or travel around the world with National Geographic or whatever it is, that's what we want to help you do.
Yeah.
Or if it is college, and if you do want to be something, you know, a profession or whatever. So that's our goal, is who are you, what is your mission, and let's help you discover what your mission here is, and to give to the world, but to contribute out of your unique talents and skills.
Yeah, wow, that sounds great. That's awesome. rewarding to be able to do that every day.
It is. It's just really exciting.
Great.
So, in fact, there are some testimonials with little stories on our website in different places that people could look at. But these are the kinds of stories I hear every day, and even families. I wish I'd known this, you know,
mm-hmm.
moms will say, or this is better than marriage counseling. It's helped my relationship with my husband. And it just helps in every way.
Yeah, well, that's
to know about each other.
Good. Okay. One last question for you that I had. Do you have any advice for new homeschoolers? Ones that you don't want them to say, I wish I would have known about this. What would you recommend from the very beginning?
Well, I mean, really what I want to say is before you do anything, find out your child's learning style.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, even if you decide not to do it with our profile, then just at least observe.
Mm-hmm.
And be open to that and get out of the box of what you think school should be, because school is really supposed to be about having your child grow up, you know, learn things that will be useful to them as adults.
Mm-hmm.
So does everybody have to take algebra? I don't know. Maybe not.
Uh-huh.
Who cares if you memorize the states and capitals? I mean, really.
Yeah.
I did that. I got my A, and now what do I do with it? I don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, step out of the box. Really think about what is education.
Mm-hmm.
It's drawing out the best in your child, exposing them to wonderful things, and having them be enthusiastic about learning. So if you're new to homeschooling, relax. If you can't relax on your own, get somebody that will help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Either another mom that's doing it, or, you know, somebody like us that can help you through that process. So just relaxing. Honor who your kids are and just have a great time. So find out their learning styles in some way and have fun.
Great. Okay, that's great advice. Okay, well, I just really appreciate you taking the time to do this little interview, and hopefully people will go to your website, which is learningsuccesscoach.com, and get more information there and figure out what they can do to help their children to learn the best and have the most peaceful environment at home.
Right.
Who needs all this extra stress, right?
Right, absolutely.
Great. Okay, well, thank you so much, Maria.
Well, thank you, Heidi. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, and thanks again
for giving
me this opportunity.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.